Next year's election season is already heating up, with Republican Bill Walker announcing today that he will again run for governor as he did in 2010. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
In a morning press availability in Anchorage's prosperous Turnagain neighborhood, Bill Walker was harshly critical of Governor Sean Parnell's leadership. Walker's a lawyer specializing in utilities, and his issue has always been a natural gas pipeline for export. He wants the state to just go ahead and build it so it can own it. But this time around, Senate Bill 21 also weighed heavily in his decision to run. The governor pushed a tax cut for the oil industry and opposed any increase for education. Walker says the state is just going in the wrong direction.
Now we're starting to sort of cut funding for education and for to push that money across the table for somebody with no commitment of what they're going to do.
Unknown to much of the state outside of Valdez and Fairbanks in 2010, Walker pulled a surprising 33% in his primary run against Parnell. He figures he starts with better name recognition this time. At this early point, it's not certain that Parnell will be his opponent. Some speculate Parnell may try to run against Democratic Senator Mark Begich, and if he did, Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell could end up running for governor. Candidates often mention leadership, but Bill Walker tends to put an exclamation point on it. It's one of the reasons he's throwing his hand in the ring first.
We aren't going in the right direction. I don't sit back and wait to see what everybody else is going to do before I decide what I'm going to do. I'm not that type of person. I say, we need a change. We need a leader that says, here's where we're going to go. And like it or not, here's what we're going to do. We don't have that now. And some of the legislation we have now is because we don't have leadership. So I think there's a tremendous void of leadership in the governor's office at this point, and I think it needs to be replaced.
Walker calls himself pro-development and socially conservative, opposing abortion and gay marriage. He was closely associated with former Governor Wally Hickel, and he quoted him liberally in his announcement. His stance toward the federal government is especially reminiscent of Hickel.
Sometimes I think I'd ignore the federal government, quite honestly. It's pretty difficult for the federal government to come in and stop a sovereign from doing what's in their best interest, and I think I would be willing to test that. Let them come to try to stop us, I guess would be my approach, differently than let's go get permission or let's go sue them and intimidate them with a lawsuit.
Of course, Sean Parnell has also been positioning himself as an opponent of the feds. But Walker says he would never push such opposition to the point of turning down federal money for health care reform as Parnell has. The difference between the two is perhaps most stark on the gas pipeline issue. Walker wants a state-owned pipeline, and he's ready to tell TransCanada, the winner of state subsidies under the Alaska Gasline Inducement Act, to either get to work or make way for somebody else. He says AGEA has brought in much of the information the state needs to go ahead on its own, and the bullet line bill passed this year could actually be the enabling legislation.
We have all the tools to do this ourselves.
Bill Walker continues to practice law for a living. Former Hickel aides will be backing his candidacy. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.